Thank you so much for contacting Fragrant Jewels. This is Lauren, and with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Kira Shalowski. I was looking to cancel my subscription.
All right, I'm so sorry to hear that you're needing to cancel. If I could get the spelling of your email address so I can get your account pulled up, and we'll go from there to get you situated today.
SHORECHIC. The number 1 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, you said?
Yes, Kira Shalowski.
Thank you for that. All right, I got you right here. I see here you've been a member with us for about 2 months now. Are you enjoying your products so far?
Yeah, I was just buying them for gifts. My boyfriend's sister loves bath bombs, and then I bought it for another girl's birthday, and I figured I was going to continue it, but we don't have a tub and don't really need them.
I got you. I don't know if you know, but with the Inner Circle, you do get 30% off each month and free shipping and handling. And, you know, if it's not something that you're wanting to do every month or not able to do every month, you just kind of want to pick and choose when you want to get them. We're always able to pause the account for you and skip the months that you aren't wanting to get it or aren't able to get it if you would like for me to do something like that.
No, it was just for a gift.
Great. Let's see here. I just know we always, you know, like to let you know that that's an option available to you, especially right now. We had it to where if you did want to do something like that, we're able to provide you with 1,500 points to redeem in our rewards boutique for free gifts, just if that's something you would like to do today.
No, thank you.
All right. Hang tight with me one moment here while I get this taken care of for you, okay?
All right.
While I am doing that, I don't know if I mentioned it, but we do have a special going on for our customers calling in on a mystery bath bomb discounted to $8.95 plus shipping and handling, if you would like to go ahead and get that today.
No, thank you.
All right, hang tight with
me
one
moment
here.
The one that I bought the gifts for, she only likes 1 cent, so she's a pain in the butt.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. And I was just trying to get her something different because for Christmas, she only liked one brand and kind, and it was like impossible to like even find, and it was just craziness. It wasn't like, ooh, anything lavender. It's like, no, it has to be this brand. And it's just like, oh, Jesus.
Lavender is such an interesting one to be like your main scent.
Yeah.
I feel like it's old ladies and babies.
Yeah, right?
Let's see. I'm just waiting on my computer at this point. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My dog is outside screaming at my neighbor, and I'm trying to get her to come inside without, like, screaming into your ear.
What kind of dog?
Oh, she is a mutt. She's a Rottweiler, a Basset Hound, and a Dachshund mix. I had her DNA tested because she's kind of stupid looking.
Oh, Jesus. That's a weird mix.
She's very bizarre. She's, like, halfway the size between a Basset Hound and a Dachshund, but she's got some real muscular shoulders and some real muscular thighs and a big old Rottweiler head.
Oh, boy.
And she sounds like a Rottweiler when she barks.
We got two bulldogs.
Oh, I love bulldogs. Are they English or American?
They're English. They're actually different colors than normal. They're the blue merles.
Oh, I know they're like breeding blue merle into like everything now.
Yeah, they're blue merles. They're sisters from the same litter. They're a year and a half. But like the one is a lighter colored one. So like she has like the markings of like the Australian Shepherd or like the Catahoula Leopard dog, like the whites and the grays.
Mm-hmm.
And then her sister is darker, and she actually almost has, like, the Roddy face with the black and the brown and, like, the brown eyebrows and all that stuff. It's funny.
Yeah, I've seen those. We have an Aussie and Greyhound mix. They're all mutts, like, from a rescue. Like, they're all foster fails.
Gotcha.
So I have, like, those two, and then I have my Bloodhound mix. He's my big old baby. But I have the Merle dog, but she's an Aussie mix, so she's
gotcha.
Obviously going to be lent toward that coloring, but she has the two different color eyes, and everyone's just like, oh, this is such a
beautiful
dog.
That's what Sadie is, the lighter color one. Her one eye was all blue, and, like, she had one blue eye and one regular eye, and her blue eye started turning half and half now. I'm like, oh, man, why did it stay blue?
Now, that's still really cool, though, like, partial heterochromia.
Yeah.
I know a few people that have that where they have just, like, the brown stripe through one of their eyes.
Gotcha.
And that's because that can lead to a lot of, like, eye problems and stuff.
So oh, yeah, actually, they said that, and then,
it's actually better that it started to turn.
Yeah, they said that with any dogs that aren't the normal quote unquote colors, that could have other issues. Like another guy just moved in our lake and he's got white boxers and the one's deaf, and usually the white ones are deaf.
Yep, it's very common. It's actually, if you have a male cat with blue eyes and he's white, more likely than not, he's going to be deaf.
That's craziness.
Like it's very, very rare to find one that isn't deaf.
Yeah.
So it's funny how those things work. Or like tortoiseshell cats and calico cats. The possibility of finding one that is a male is like 1 in 10 million. Like they're so, so rare. They're expensive because the coloring tends to be associated with the double X.
Oh, okay.
So I did not know like that until two, I fostered two, a calico cat.
Yeah, right. These two, like bulldogs, are normally anywhere between like 3 and 6, but the Merles can go anywhere from 9 to 35,000.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my shelter dogs.
Four for a boxer.
I'll stick with my shelter dogs. They were all free, you know, except for the cost of keeping them. They're never free.
Yeah.
My mom was joking because they have a mouser, a cat that kind of just wandered up to their house and like made friends with them when they bought their farm. And my mom was like, she's the best free pet we've ever had. And my dad just kind of snorted and looked at her and he's like, they're never free. How much money have we spent at the vet for this cat already? Like, she had babies. We fixed all of her babies. It's never free.
Nope. Our like we have like the ferals that are running around, and it's just like, oh, everybody's like, oh, trap, neuter, release. I'm like, yeah, $60 a cat. Who has that for like 100 freaking cats that are roaming around our damn lake?
Right. That's we have so many feral colonies near where I live and stuff, and they do a lot of the rescue work that I did. They would, you know, sporadically get them, fix them, release them because they just weren't, you know, they were never going to be pets. Like it just wasn't going to happen. But it's better than, because the feral population or just like the stray population in the South where I live is insane.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. Like we partner with rescues up North and stuff, and we'll take them up North because there's not as many.
Well, we're up in North Jersey, so we get so many rescues, like all like the rescue places up here get all the animals from down South because
it's
of like
so,
so many
bad.
Pets.
When there's so many backyard breeders and stuff, like breeding and they're mutts. Like it's not like they're breeding like quality animals or anything. I mean, like I'm sure they're, but you know what I mean? They're not like genetically like these perfect pure bloodlines or whatever. They're like, I have this dog that's possibly this mix and this dog that's possibly this mix. Here's some babies. You want to spend like $50 on them? Like, no, quit breeding these animals. Like, fix them. We have too many stray dog, like animals that don't have homes.
Yep.
And you're just doing a disservice to these animals.
Or the ones that dump the English because it's like something stupid, like cherry eye or an ear infection that they didn't get taken care of. And now it's like a $2,000-$3,000 surgery. Oh, I don't have money for it now.
Yeah, no,
so hold on. I'll just go dump my senior English bulldog that, of course, nobody else is going to want.
And my one dog has had surgery on both her. She had cherry eyes in both eyes. So she had surgery on both of them, the little Roddy mix. But now that we've gotten that out of the way, it's not like I'm ever have to pay for it again. I thought she was eating out of her sister's food bowl. And I was about to be like, Miss Sang, you know whose food that is. But for once, it was her sister eating out of her food bowl.
Oh, that's these two. The one's a little bit bigger than the other one, and the big one sits there. Oh, I got done eating mine. Let me just go eat my sister's now, too. I'm like, get out of your sister's food dish.
Well, my Aussie mix, she's kind of like a deer in the way that she's shaped. She's very long and slender, and she eats throughout the day. She likes to graze and stuff, so her food is inevitably always going to be there. She's always going to have a little bit left in her bowl when we go to feed her the next day.
Yeah.
And so Buffy will eat all her food, and then you'll just hear her pick some up. And if you hear her little feet tippy-tapping away, you know it's Buffy eating because she'll take food and walk away and eat it somewhere else, which I should probably move her food bowl away from my bed because she'll take it under my bed and eat it. And then there's just dog food under my bed. So, like, I have to get under there and sweep it out, and I'm just over it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Boy.
My dad taught his – he has a dog that used to do that, and he taught him how not to, and I've literally tried to think of like how you would train a dog to not do that. And I can't figure it out. Cause like if I'm standing over her waiting for her to like do it, she's not going to eat. So like, I don't know. I just kind of live with it at this point. They're all kind of rotten, but they were either abused or neglected. And I just kind of spoil them and I've made my bed. I'm going to lie in it, I guess.
I hear you.
They're my big rotten babies. I love them to bits, though.
Yep, us too.
Yeah, they're done already. Yeah.
My boyfriend just said, oh, do they eat? He's like, did you watch both of them eat? Or did Marley take it?
I did want to let you... I wanted to let you know that we did go ahead and get that cancellation taken care of for you.
Okay.
Was there anything else you were wanting me to look into or take care of for you while I had the account open for you today?
No, that'll be all. Thank you very much for your help.
Not a problem. Thank you. I did want to let you know within about 3 to 4 days, you'll receive an email just with a short survey, just kind of regarding your experience with Fragrant Jewels and your service today. And if you could take a moment to fill that out, we do greatly appreciate any and all feedback that those provide for us.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. Thank you. And thank you again so much for contacting Fragrant Jewels. You have a lovely rest of your day and a great weekend as well.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.